The Columbus Model Railroad Club is 82 years old this year. For almost 50 years, the club has met in a building at Columbus Castings. Now that the foundry has been sold, the club will probably have to move, forcing them to leave their beloved model railroad behind. When the club gets together in the elegant old two-story red brick building on Parsons Avenue, there's not a lot of discussion. Members are too busy maneuvering model trains along an incredibly sophisticated railroad. For the time being, model trains will continue to roll through miniature cities, towns, and tunnels. Club members began assembling their massive railroad layout when they moved into their Columbus Castings location in 1968. They've been adding to the layout ever since. Dubbed the Scioto Valley Railroad, the fictional rail line stretches from the Ohio River north to Lake Erie. Club member Matt Goodman.
The layout traces a route that doesn't really exist in real life, but it starts in Portsmouth, Ohio, and terminates in Sandusky. It goes through Lancaster and Newark on the way up there, and you can kind of see the nameplates as you walk around the layout. Chillicothe, for example.
Is that going to be a freight coming down two, maybe?
No, it's going to be a freight down one.
The layout is so big, there's not much space left in the room.
I started a project to measure the distance at one point, but I didn't finish it. I think I got up to about 150 feet, and that wasn't even a third of the way through the layout. So I'd guess it's probably a 500-foot run. If you're traveling at normal track speed like he is here, depending on how many times you stopped, like you saw this train over here stopped until the passenger train could get by, it'll take about 20 minutes, 25 minutes to get from end to end.
It seems to be the end of the line for the Scioto Valley Railroad. The new owners of Columbus Castings have told the club they want the building for offices. Club President John Howard says they'll have to move.
Any idea where you'd go?
Not at this time. We'd like to set up a wish list of what we'd wish for and the bare minimum we could go with and take it from there.
Club member Matt Goodman says Columbus Castings, and before that Buckeye Steel, were gracious hosts, charging unbelievably low rent. Finding a similar venue, Goodman says, will be tough.
If we end up leaving this building, I think everybody in here would like to rebuild somewhere else. But that's tough, you know, finding a place that's affordable and is long-term enough that you can actually build something in. If we can't find that, you might look at something like, well, do we start building portable modules, so in case we can't find a permanent home, we can move it around.
The layout's sheer size means it cannot be moved. Smaller pieces can be reused, Goodman says, but the wooden structure on which the tracks are attached cannot.
Some stuff obviously would be easy to move. You take the rolling stock off and the buildings and that sort of thing. But the structure down here, this thing's been up here for almost 50 years. So is it worth saving any of it? That's the question that we're going to have within the club.
Club President John Howard is more resolute. He's ready to start over.
We wouldn't move this layout. We'd just take it apart and build a new layout. Parts of it are pretty antiquated. We'd want to rebuild to newer standards.
Still, the Columbus Model Railroad Club's leader is undeterred.
Right now, the future is still a little murky, but we'll take it as it comes.
There's still time to see the display in its current Southside location. Meetings are open to the public every Tuesday evening at 2211 Parsons Avenue. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.